From NPR West, this is Day to Day. 3 months after the elections in Iraq, that country's parliament holds its first meeting. We'll hear from the man who led that session coming up. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, the lead. Even as the Iraqi parliament met, U.S.-led forces were beginning the biggest air assault in Iraq since the war 3 years ago. The U.S. military says the targets are suspected insurgent strongholds in an area about 60 miles north of Baghdad. NPR defense correspondent Vicky O'Hara joins us. Vicky, what kinds of details are you hearing about this from the Pentagon?
We don't have a lot yet because the assault is ongoing. But the multinational force press office in Baghdad has issued a statement about it. And it says that more than 50 aircraft, over 200 tactical vehicles are participating, as well as over 1,500 Iraqi and coalition troops. So this is a combined air and ground assault. The military is calling the offensive Operation Swarmer, and the target is said to be a suspected insurgent operating area in southern Salahuddin province. That province is in the Sunni Triangle, which is the area of Iraq where insurgents have been the most active.
Any reports yet of insurgents captured or killed?
I spoke to the multinational force command in Baghdad just a little while ago, and they didn't have any information yet on casualties or possible suspects being detained. But they did say that the operation so far has turned up a number of enemy weapons caches, and they said the caches contained artillery shells, explosives, IED-making materials, that's for roadside bombs, as well as military uniforms. And a military spokesman in Baghdad emphasized that this is just the beginning of the operation. He says it's expected to go on for several days.
Aren't these air assaults a major air assault? Wouldn't that be pretty unusual?
Yes, because the nature of an insurgency doesn't lend itself to large airstrikes. A lot of the insurgent activity in Iraq is in urban areas. And even with all of the high-tech targeting capabilities of the U.S. military, when you call in an airstrike in a populated area, you are almost certain to have civilian casualties and collateral damage. And when you're trying to convince the Iraqi people that you're on their side, airstrikes can be counterproductive. In early January, for instance, there was a U.S. airstrike against a building in Beji, a town north of Baghdad. It was supposed to take out three suspected suicide bombers, but Iraqi officials said the strike killed an Iraqi family of 12, and a reporter on the scene wrote that the bodies of three women and three boys were taken from the house afterward.
And I've seen reports of another strike north of Baghdad just in the last day that apparently had collateral damage as well. How about Iraqi troops participating in this operation?
You're seeing more and more Iraqi security forces participating in these operations because the U.S. is really trying to put more of an Iraqi face, if you will, on these offensives so that it's not always Americans killing or injuring or bombing Iraqis. And the U.S. also is trying to get the Iraqi security forces more comfortable, more familiar with the appropriate situations for calling in air support. That's going to be very important if the United States ever actually withdraws substantial numbers of troops. The U.S. Air Force expects to remain in Iraq for quite some time, you know, even beyond the point where the ground forces leave. And the Iraqi security forces have to be trained to deal with the close air support and when to call it in.
Vicky, thank you. NPR defense correspondent Vicky O'Hara.